Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is January 2017, and a great opportunity lies ahead for you if you are a Lutheran young adult. We've talked about Lutheran Young Adult Corps before. Joining me in studio today to help us talk about that, Juliana Schultz, Program Manager for Lutheran Young Adult Corps. Juliana, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for coming over to the studio today and making your way down here.
It's a long walk.
It is.
Upstairs.
Making your way over from your desk in the office, LCMS Office of National Mission Youth Ministry. What's going on in Lutheran Young Adult Corps? You've been working diligently on this for some time now.
It's been a process that God has blessed through several years now that we can finally say it's happening this year.
Awesome.
This year it is going to be a thing. So that's exciting for us.
You've been with us, what, 2 years?
A year and a half.
Year and a half now. And part of that time was ramping up to the National Youth Gathering. Mm-hmm. That was a big event. And I think you had a servant event or some other activities going on as well. So have you recovered from the National Youth Gathering?
Sort of. So the National Youth Gathering is this immense event. And then we got back and many of my teammates still were working diligently on closing the book for the gathering. And I was then panicking because we were getting applications out. And we were finishing up our work with community partners. So it sort of ramped right back up for me as we prepared for summer of 2017. So I'm not sure it's ever a dull moment in the Office of National Mission. There doesn't appear to be a down season at all.
I really enjoyed walking through the office just like a couple of weeks before the National Youth Gathering, trying to just walk through very calmly and bring this sense of calm. And, you know, honestly, everybody was relatively calm. They put up a really good front. Everybody seemed really calm before
Sometimes
that.
Sometimes it's a hard to distinguish between calm and exhausted. But yes.
What is a Lutheran young adult and how do they make up a corps?
Right. So Lutheran Young Adult Corps is for a student or young people who are 18 to 26. So either they're coming out of high school, their high school experience, or they're coming maybe perhaps out of their college experience. And they are looking for an opportunity to serve for a longer term than just maybe a week, and giving them an opportunity to serve, particularly in urban settings with other young adults, within a support system that we design, and with community partners that include both churches and campus ministries, recognized service organizations, and other community organizations. So
that's your very good elevator speech.
I know, I've gotten pretty good at it.
Your DCE training is very helpful.
It is.
So young adults are going to be serving either in a summer setting or a kind of a year-long setting. Is that correct?
Exactly. So they can go 10 weeks in the summer, particularly for those students who are looking for perhaps a summer opportunity to explore vocation or explore mission opportunities and service opportunities over the course of a summer, or it can be a fuller gap year experience. We have several of our applicants who are coming out of high school who are not sure what they want to do for college yet, not sure they want to really jump right back into an academic setting.
Or if college is even a good path for them.
Sure, absolutely. And this gives them an opportunity, a safe place for them, and a structure for them to come and to serve, to have some deliberate time to grow in faith and to have some life experience and to have a chance to explore, you know, what God may have next for them.
So what are some of the things you might do as a participant in Lutheran Young Adult Corps? What are some of the things in these urban settings that we might be doing? You mentioned campus ministry, parishes, other organizations you might be working with.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. We thought maybe we would expect to see just a certain two or three different kinds of jobs. And really, our community partners have become very innovative in how they're going to use these young adults. So every position is a little bit different. We see a lot of our community partners who are working to provide after-school programming and mentoring and support for students in a variety of different settings, whether those students are in a particular neighborhood or of a particular demographic that maybe wouldn't get that kind of support outside of a school setting, helping to keep them kind of on the right track. And then we have some that you know, working with immigrants and refugees who are coming into the city, who, you know, those students who might need some extra help and tutoring and mentoring in those kinds of ways. We do have some that are connected to campus ministries. I'm going to be working with to help churches get engaged and get onto campuses and build relationships in order to connect them back to a local congregation. We have some that are going to be working with Camp Restore down in New Orleans and helping supervise volunteers that are coming in and help support those people who are coming in for a shorter term mission experience. And in fact, we are having conversations right now hoping that we can expand that to Camp Restore that opened in Baton Rouge. So doing some very intense on the ground work as they work through flood recovery as well. So there's a little bit of everything. We say, as we keep telling students, there's probably no skill set that will go unused. If you have it, we'll find a way to utilize it when you're working in young adult core.
So with the 10-week program during the summer, the 10-week opportunities, where might some of those be happening? You mentioned Camp Restore being one of those.
Yeah, those are going to primarily happen in St. Louis and Boston. We'll have a couple of spots in New Orleans, and then those will be the three places that will have students in the 10-month program as well.
Oh, okay. So Boston,
St. Louis, and New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. That's ambitious for our first year.
It is. And we just figure we're going to go all in. And what's fantastic is, you know, every one of those places has incredibly supportive and encouraging people in their community partners, whether those are pastors who are there, and they're excited to supervise and to help these young people grow. We have city coordinators who are excited and engaged and are hoping to help those young people have a fantastic experience. And so it's been a blessing for me to be able to go to these places and kind of open up a door and say, hey, we want to provide some young adults to help you kind of share the gospel in your community and to help invigorate some part of your ministry, and how they've really embraced that and been encouraged by that. And I've gotten a chance to see the variety of different ways that our churches are getting out into their community and sharing the gospel.
What opportunities are still open? Where are there places where applications are still being accepted?
Yeah, so this is the fun part. Also, the part that makes me the most nervous. Until the end of February, you can continue to apply for our 10-week program. And then until the end of March, you can apply for the 10-month program. So if you're interested in either of those, they are both still open. They will still have placements. But we wait till we have all of our applicants, and then we do our placement process.
Uh-huh. So it's not just a... So you work on placing them based on what the needs are and what their talents or skill set is?
Exactly. So we have this, you know, we have all of our applicants from our applications from our community partners. They tell us about themselves, what the skills are that they're looking for, the kinds of students that they're looking for. And then we turn around and look at all of the applicants that come in and what they are passionate about, how God has gifted them, and then we make that connection. So we're still in that application process. We're still getting applications in, and they can continue to get that in for 10 weeks for another month or 6 weeks or so, and then we'll be working diligently on getting those connected up with the right placement. So. Hmm.
Now, I take it you'll be visiting these cities as well.
Yes.
In the coming year to see how everything's coming along.
Yeah, it's I made a list on Southwest for sure. It's a lot of
you'll
travel.
You'll be flying a lot.
But it's good. We just have some amazing partners that we're working with, so that makes it easy. And technology allows for us to connect with community partners and with our participants over distance as well.
How does one go about applying for this year?
So they would go to lcms.org/YACORPS. And then right there at the top, it'll give you the application. It's a fairly short application to start out with. It looks a lot like a college application. You fill it out, you turn it in. And we do things like checking recommendations and doing a background check. And once those are completed, then we set up an interview where we'll Skype people in and we'll talk to them and get to know them a little bit and make sure that they're a good fit for the program and hear a little bit about what they're how they've been gifted and what they're passionate about. And then they'll also do kind of a theological
That's part of the interview.
Testing. We need to come up with a word for it. They're going to answer some questions about theology and not to eliminate anyone, because we don't want anybody to feel intimidated by that, but simply to make sure that we're putting the right people in the right placements. And once that's done, then we have all that information and we're able to kind of match them up with the right community partners.
Very good. So the application, lcms.org/YACORPS.
That is correct,
sir. YA Core. Mm-hmm. With a PS.
With a PS. But not an E.
Not an E, yes.
Right.
YACORPS. Very good. So go there to start the application process. When are applications due?
So 10-week applications are due by the end of February. The last day of February is the last day we can take them.
Time to hustle, people,
yes.
If you're thinking about doing that this
Absolutely.
Summer.
And then our 10-month applications are open till the end of March.
All right, so still.
We have a little bit of time, but still, within the next 6 to 8 weeks, we're really hoping we'll have all our applicants in so that we can work on the placement process.
So if you're a young adult listening to this and thinking about this, now's the time to apply.
Yes.
If you have a young adult in your life who you think this might be a good opportunity for, as you mentioned earlier, someone who's thinking, I'm not sure what I want to do next. I know I want to serve. This might be one way that I could do that. Whether it's before going on to be a college student or trying to decide if you want to be a college student, or you've already been a college student and now I'm trying to decide what to do next, this might be a good step. Whether it's the 10 weeks during the summer or 10 months throughout the year. And either way, sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's...
Sounds hard, too, but...
It's hard, but fun in the best way.
It kind of reminds me of my experience working at camp during the summer. My wife and I met at Camp Luther Haven in Albion, Indiana. And those, I think it was about 10 weeks as well that we worked there. And when you work in that setting... You see someone at their strongest and at their weakest, you know, when they're most vulnerable, because you're just exhausted from all the work. And I picture this kind of that way too. You're going to be working very hard in all kinds of circumstances and sometimes extreme exhaustion, but also it's, I'm sure, very, very motivating, very encouraging, mm-hmm. because you see some of the greatest things, some of the neatest things we get to do, particularly related to the gospel and showing acts, in acts of mercy as well for our neighbors.
Yeah. Yeah. And getting to know and getting to be a part of ministries that are ongoing and that have been ongoing for many years. And to be able to assist those lay people and the pastors and the other staff people who are there to be able to engage on a greater level in sharing the gospel. It's going to be, we have some great partners who are going to help. This is going to help them tremendously. So.
Anything else we need to know for the, either before applying or as we're considering applying, anything else we need to know as we prepare for the next year?
If you have questions, you can always email us at YACORPS, again, YACORE, at lcms.org. I'm always around to answer questions that you might have.
We can certainly, literally, she like lives here.
Yeah, pretty much. No, not true. Or you can find us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Lutheran YACORE. And certainly, we just did a Facebook Live not that long ago, so you could go on our Facebook page and listen to me talk more extensively about the different partnerships that we have and what the application process looks like. So certainly, you can find us there.
Juliana, thank you so much for sharing about this opportunity. I'm excited to see the applicants, to hear about those who are applying and your lineup for this year. I can't wait. Yeah. Hopefully you'll come back and share with us
Absolutely.
About the young adults who are going up for the 10 weeks this year and the 10 months as well. And seeing all of that young adult energy put to work for the sake of the gospel. Thanks so much, Juliana Schultz,
Thanks
Program Manager,
me.
Lutheran Young Adult Corps. We'll let you go back to your office and read those applications.
Sounds good.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to hear from one of our favorite poets. Michelle Swope has some poetry to share with us today. Excited to have some time with her sharing some of her new poetry. She has a new book out. Stick around for more Faith and Family right after this.